This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Daf HaShavua, Daf Ayin Dalet, Amud Aleph. We now are going to discuss, in light of the previous Mishnah, that there is an opinion, namely the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, that when a husband becomes chayiv b'mezoinos ishta, he could already be made for her nedarim. And the Gemara explained that the logic of that is because Rav Pinchas says, ishtai kal hanoideras al das bala hi noideras. Yeah? Kal hanoideras al das bala hi noideras. So, what about if a woman is zakuk to yibam? Does that allow her does that allow the husband to do hafaras nadarim? Zika, is that more than erusin? And arusa technically cannot do hafaras nadarim without the father, but with the father he could. A nesua could. What about a woman who's zakuka? So we'll see. Says the Mishnah, shemeras yavam. I'm going to put up on the screen the recommended rounds tonight. This way, I know what they are also. Okay, Shemeras Yavam. A woman is waiting to do Yibam. She's waiting literally for her Yavam. Bein li Yavam echa bein li shnei Yavamin. Whether she's waiting for one Yavam or two, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Yafer. Rabbi Lezer says the Yavam could be Mefer. Now, we'll have to see. Does that mean he could do it all by himself? And are we saying that, therefore, Zika is like Nesuin? Or, that can't be, because she can't be married to two men. She can't be married to two men. So what exactly is the logic of Rabbi Lezer? We'll have to see. Rabbi Shua Omer, le'echad avalei l'shnayim. He can only annul the neder if he's one Yavam, but not if there are two Yavamin. Because if there are two, we don't know which one is going to do Yibam. And so you'll say, okay, why don't we say the one that does the Yibam, retroactively, he's the one who she was designated to begin with because of Breira? No, we don't say Breira. Rabbi Kiva says, Layla Echad V'Layla Shnayim. It doesn't matter if there's one Yavam or two Yavams. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Ma im isha shekana hula atzmai. Rabbi Eliezer utilized the following argument. He makes a kavachimer. If a woman who he acquires by himself, harehu made for nedareha, he could be made for her nedarim. So he did the action himself. He did Kedushin, he did Nesu, and he could be made for an Adarim. Isha Shehikna Lemin Shamayim, a wife that was acquired to him through heaven. Eina Din Shefer Nadra, certainly he should be able to make for her Nadarim. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer says he could be made for her Nadarim. Ishtai Hikna Lemin Shamayim. Let's see. Rabbi Kiva said that's ridiculous. Loi imamarta beisha shekana hula atzmai. No, if you say that he could be made for the nedarim of a wife that he acquired himself, shein lacherim barushus. No one else has the right to her. He's the only one. He has sole rights to her. Toimar beisha shiknu lemin hashmai. You're going to say the same thing about a woman who was nikne mina shamayim. Sheyesh la'achirim ba'rishus, that others have rishus in. In other words, this woman who did Yibam, he is not the only one who has rights to her. Meaning, even if you're going to say that let's say a maisa, something that happens in a shamayim, is greater than something that happens on his own, but still, when he does it on his own, he's the only one who has rights to this lady. But when they're a case of Shnei Yevamim, they have to share her. So there's no logic in that case, in a case of two Yevamim, that just like Ishtai Shekanahu ba'atzma, he could be mefer. Certainly, kanala min ha-shamayim, because in the case of kanala min ha-shamayim, they have to split her. So, Amar le Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says, okay, Rabbi Akiva, that only explains why they can't be mefer when there are two yivamin. What if there's one? Akiva d'arecha b'shnei yivamin. Akiva, your words are when there are two yivamin. Ma atamei sheval yavamecha. What are you going to respond about one yavam? So Amar Lai, Rabbi Kiva said, "In hayavama gemura liyavam, even by one, a yavama is not acquired completely by the yavam. Kishem sharusa gemura liisha, just like an arusa is acquired completely." Rabbi Kiva is saying, even by one yavam, the zika is weaker than kedushin. Our Erisin is stronger than Nisuin. Let's see the Ran's on the Mishnah. Says the Ran, Shaymeras Yavam, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Yafer, Maskinim b'Gemara. The conclusion of the Gemara is going to be, the Yafer b'Shutfis Av Kamar. He annuls with the partnership of the father. Uve Maisa, Uve Sha'asa ba Maimar. And in a case where he did Maimar. So a Shaymeras Yavam could be Mefer. You need two things. First of all, only with the father, and if he did Maimer. Rabbi Shua Aimer le'echad v'lay l'shnayim. Why, when there are two Yivamin, do we not say the one that ultimately does Yibam could be Mefer, retroactively? Mishum desrile ein breira. Rabbi Shua holds ein breira, uchid mefarsh b'gemara b'siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi Akiva Aimer lo'y le'echad v'lay l'shnayim. A yavam is less than an aras. He can't even mefer with a partnership with the father. Isha shehiknu lai min ha-shamayim. Hainu shemeres yavam. That is a shemeres yavam. Shehiknu yalai. That is acquired to him below kedushin, without kedushin. A shemeres yavam that is acquired to him without kedushin. Sha'asur l'chal adam. She's usher to the whole world until the yavam gives her chalitza. So such a person who's nikna leimena shamayim, because she's usher to the whole world until she gets chalitza. In other words, the Ran is trying to explain in what ways a shemeres yavam nikna lei. She's not nikna to him. Nothing happened. He didn't live with her. There's no kedushin, but. She is niknet to him because she's usher to the whole world until he gives her chalitza. So certainly nikna lemin shamayim, he should be able to be made for her nadarim, at least with the shutfis of the father. Akiva devarecha b'shnei yavamim d'chalechad yeshal reshuspa. I understand, Rabbi Shua says Rabbi Akiva, if there are two yavamim, mishum sharusa gemura la'isha, and arusa is complete to the husband as opposed to yavama. Fine. So let's examine the various opinions in the Mishnah. Says the Holy Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Akiva. We understand, Rabbi Akiva, why if a woman falls to Yibam, whether to two Yavamin or even one Yavam, they can't be Mefer Savar Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva says the bond of Yibam is not significant, and therefore that does not entitle the Yavam to be made for her nadarim. He holds Ein Zika. Rabbi Yeshua Savar. Rabbi Yeshua says that when one Yavam falls to the woman, Yesh Zika. There is Zika. There is Zika. The Zika that this woman is bound to this guy, that he would have to give her at least Chalitza to release her, is strong enough to render some form of relationship that he could be made for her nadarim. And it's only by one woman, not by two. Ella Rabbi Lezer, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? That even when there are two Yavamin, how could she be formally connected to both of them? She's only going to marry one of them. Yesh Zika, even if you say, let's say Yesh Zika. So Yesh Zika would say that whichever one she ultimately does Yibam to, she is attached to that one right now, and that shows retroactively that he was always connected to her. Fine. But we say ein breira. So it's very nice that ultimately he might do yibum, but in the interim, there is no formal connection that should allow her, that should allow him to do hafaras nadarim. Says the Gemara, no. You know what Rabbi Lezer holds? Rabbi Lezer holds that the reason why, even when there are two yivamin, the one that ultimately will do yibum could be made for her nadarim, it's because we're talking about where he did an act to her. The act is called maimar. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, Kegoin she'asa maimar. For example, he did maimar. For Rabbi Eliezer, Savala kebe shamai. Rabbi Lezer holds like Beishamai, the Amri Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomor. That Maimer is Koine Midairaisa, a complete Kinyan. Now, usually we say Maimer is a Kinyan Drabanan, it's like a Kedushin Drabanan to a Yavama. But Beishamai is of the opinion that Maimer is a Kinyan Gomor Midairaisa. And therefore, whichever Yavam does Maimer, he could be made for her Nadara. Says the holy Ran. Bish Lama Rabbi Kiva Ksava Ein Zika Sha Yavam Zukukali Yavam Loyalima Bit Kerison. It's, by the way, Ein Zika doesn't mean she's not Zakuk to him. Ein Zika means the Zika that the Yavam has the Yavam is not strong enough like Erison and Mishamachi Lay Matsi Mefer. Rabbi Yeshua Savra Yesh Zika, the Adaraba, Alima Tfeime Erison. It's stronger than Erison. Right? Because an Arusa cannot be made for her Nadarim. An Arus can't be made for Nadarim. Together with the father, he could be made for. But an Zika is stronger than Erison. The Havaki Knusa, Mishamachi Yafriam Luchudei. The Hashta Hachi Kasakadai. Right now we hold that he could do it on his own. Miu ein breira. However, they can't both do. Ein breira. So that's only when there's one yavam in Rabbi Shua. Ein breira de hecha de shnei yavam and ein breira lemi hizakuka lemi tia leisha mishamachi afilu shneim einan even. Neither of them any chum lahafer. The kivin the b'shas hafarasan. Since at the time they would, meaning, let's say, why don't we say, let both yivamin do hafara, and when we find out which one will be the husband, so then we'll know which one ultimately worked. No, it doesn't work because at the time of the hafara, it wasn't clear who the husband is. Ein hafarasan klum. Drachmana amra yisha yikimenu v'yisha. Yifirenu de beinon she yadua b'shas hafara b'chein kos of Rashi zal perak dalat achen v'sugi de shmaita d'hosam esayele. Now, interesting. What? No other runs? Oh, they go on. They're on Amud Beis. Nice try. There are a lot of runs tonight. Fine. Look, so it's a good thing he emailed me this. Amar of Ami kagon shasuba maimer. So look on Ayin Dalet Amar Beis. Amar of Ami kagon shasuba maimer. Shenasin la kedushin the kedusha yavam hachi mikru the kedushim of a yavam. That is what it's called. Maimer koina kinyan gamer. Dehavi leke knusa matzi pater la begita. By the way, according to Beis Shammai, once you do maimer to a yavama, chalitz is no longer needed. Now, the only way to terminate the relationship is with a get. Begitav loy boy chalitz yoni chalitz mishamachi mefer luchudei. Okay. For Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lach, Rabbi Yeshua will tell you. Hanili mili b'chad yavam. When do we say that the yavam could be made for nadarim? That's only one yavam. Shnei yavam and loy, but not by two yavams. Meaning, beforehand we said Rabbi Yeshua holds yesh zika. Now we may be addressing even the possibility that one of them did maimer. That only is true by one yavam. B'shnei yavamin lai, not by two yavamin. Why? Mi'ika midi, could there be something d'chi asi achui asar alei b'biya? Could there be such a thing that if the brother would come, he would be usur. The brother could usur her to him by living with her or through a get. Umefer. And the first Yavam could annul her Nadarim? Meaning, what would have happened if let's say, in the case of two Yavamin, so she's Zakuk to one, or even if one did Maimar, what would have happened if the other brother would have come along and given her a get, or lived with her? He would have assured her to the first brother. So that means she wasn't really married. She wasn't really fully consummated to the first brother. Could there be something that the second brother could come along and make an asur her to him by living with her, by giving her a get? And still, the first yavam is going to be made for her nadarim? Let's see the Ran. Rabbi Yeshua animilu b'chad yavam ikilameimah de meifar imisham zika imisham maimar aval b'shnei yavam in loy. Why? Even if you're going to say like Beis Shammai, the Maimer Koine Kenyan Gomer, the Ran says, I'm on Ayin Dalet Amid Beis in the Ran. Even according to Beis Shammai, who says Maimer is Koine Kenyan Gomer, the brother could asser him to him, asser her to him with a get, oi bebia. We find such a thing in Yavamis. That Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Sfirulei, the Maimer Koine Kenyan Gomer, even according to Atana, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Maimer as Koine Kenyan Gomer, Kebei Shammai, but still, Afilu Achi Islei Da Achui Asar La Ala Yavam Begita Bebia, we still find that his brother could Asar her to the Yavam with the Getter Bebia. If that's the case, V'kivan Shekain, Hechi Mashus La Kinesua. How could Maimer have made her like an Asua if the brother could come along and asser her with Bia or with a get, Oika Arusa? We can't treat her like an Asua, even like an Arusa. The Migara Gara, because she's even less than an Arusa. The Arusa Leimotzi Inish Lameisha Ala Aros. If she would have been like an Arusa, then the brother can't come along and asser her to her Aros. So Rabbi Shu is of the opinion that this concept of hafara does not apply by two brothers, because by two brothers we see that the relationship is very weak, evidenced by the fact that the brother could come along and asser her to the first brother, who there's zika to or maimer. Now, we're going to have the following question. We were Masber Rabbi Eliezer, who says that regardless of whether it's one Yavam or two, they could be made for her Nadarim based on the idea that Rabbi Eliezer holds Maimer is Koina Kenyan Gomer. But there is an Amoira, Rabbi Elazar, who holds that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is not Koina Kenyan Gomer. That all Maimer does is it pushes away the Tzara from Yibum. Basically, let's say you have a case like this. Two women are falling to you in Yibum. They happen to be sisters. Two women are falling to you in Yibum. You had two brothers married to two sisters, and they're both falling to you in Yibam. And according to Rabbi Elazar, if you do Maimer to one, all it does is it pushes away the Tzara, but it's not Koina Kinyan Gamar. So the question is, if that's the case, then Rabbi Eliezer would not be explained, because Rabbi Eliezer, you need the concept that Maimer is Koina Kinyan Gamar. So how are you going to explain that? Let's see the Ran on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. V'rol Rabbi Eliezer. Sorry, yeah. The Amar Perek Dalet Achin. Ma'imil Beis Shama Ina Koine Ela Lidchais Betzara. Kedetanan Hasam, like we learned over there. Shloisha Achin. three brothers. Beis Nesun Shtei Achayis, two married to two sisters. Ve'echad Mufna, one's free. Umeis Echad Mibalei Achayis. And one of the guys married to one of the sisters died. Ve'asaba Mufna Maimer. The free brother did Maimer to her. Umeis Echad Vashay, now the second brother died. Be'shamayomim Ishtoi Imai. He keeps his wife who he did Maimer to. Ve'halazu Teitzi Mishum Achas Isha. Ve'haynu Dekamer Rabbi Elezer. This is what Rabbi Lazar meant. Lidchois b'tzara. Kalaymi lidchois as achois to push away your sister. Shloi tesrenu misham achois zukuka. Meaning, you could make the case. Really, we hold, by the way, we hold you can't marry any of the sisters. Even if you did maimer to one, but the fact that the sister falls to you, I can't marry the second sister that falls to me because I did maimer to the first sister, but I can't marry, consummate the marriage to the sister I did maimer to, because she's now achoy zekukasai. But Beishami is of the opinion, if I did maimer to one, that allows me to stick with her and marry her ultimately, and all the maimer does is it pushes off the sister. It's not koine kinyagomer, but I can't just give her a get to dismiss her. I would have to give her chalitza. But so that means, according to Rabbi Elazar, in Beis Shammai, Maimer is not koine kinyagomer. So how are we going to explain the Mishnah that by two Yavamin you could still be made for the Nadarim? Says the Gemara, we're talking about a special situation. In a case of two Yavamin, where she fell to two Yavamin, they're two brothers, and they really need to do Chalitza, and she summoned one of them in the Bezdin, "Nu, let's go already, what are you delaying?" She sued them, "Do Yibam!" And HaChamai Eskin K'gon Sha'amar Bedin, she summoned them, "Eschayiv L'mazaynais." And the Bezdin held, the Bezdin obligated the Yavam to feed her. Oh! Once he has to feed her, we could lock in Reb Pinchas from Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, that Kol HaNoideres Adas Bala Noideres. Reb Pinchas Mishmei de Rava, the Amar Kol HaNoideres Adas Bala Hi Noideres.
So we already learned this halacha.
Yeah, but we already learned this halacha by an Arusa. But who says it applies to a zakuka? So it's a chiddush that in this case, you might think that's only if you have some kind of formal arrangement of an arusa. But does that apply to a zakuka?
I mean, he's
chayv
b'mezaynis. It's the chiyuv of mezaynis.
Yeah, but let me ask you. If let's say a man makes a neder to a lady, I make a neder, I'm going to feed you for the rest of my life. I don't think we say kol hanoideres al das benefactor. You need, you know, there's a psychology here that she thinks, right, like we had in the Eon Shir yesterday, that if it's a, like from the Gemara in Soita, was it a mem aleph from a beis, that by a yisoy mektanu, if they're married midrabanan, so she thinks that he's in charge. But it's still somewhat of a stretch to apply it to a zakuka, and the Gemara applies it. The Gemara applies. Let's see the Ran on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Check this out. Ma'ikel Meimar Hechi Matzim Efrakin Like Kanila Kenyan Gomer Maskin Shamar Bedinu Barach. One second. Let's make sure I read that correctly. Let me make sure I read that correctly. She sued him. And she was chayv in to feed him. Our Gemara doesn't say he ran away. Does it? Kigoyin sha'amad bedin. The hagoyis tziyunim. Does he put it in? Yeah, bedin ubarach. Kajin ubarach di is chayiv la mazaynais. Chtura Pinchas. By the way, that's another thing. You know, she was zakuked him, and the guy skedaddled. So, you know, what kind of formal arrangement is that? Anyway, Pinchas says the Ran. So it's basically Rabbi Elazar l'shitasei. It would be Rabbi Elazar l'shitasei. Okay, friends, we did it. We did it. Have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Sleep well. Shluf gesund. The Malach Yashar should teach you great chedushim. Could what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.